You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I believe that's Sonny and Cher.
Yes.
I am sorry. Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
So I get this
I am lonely.
Email.
I am yours.
And it's, I'll share it with you here. It's the introduction to the Academy of Mindful Psychology. What I thought I'd play for you first is a... there's an introduction. Here, this is an introduction by the founder and president of the Academy of Mindful Psychology, Dr. Neil Corbin. Let's hear what he has to say. Let's see if I can get this working. Here we go. That would be now.
Welcome to the Academy of Mindful Psychology.
Thank you, doctor.
I'm so pleased that you're here. Hi, my name is Dr. Neil Corbin.
Okay, let me stop right here.
Hi.
First of all, this guy's tone. He's one of those... Let's never get excited, and let's all be calm and really welcome. I'm Dr. Neil Corbin. Okay, now let him continue.
And I'm the founder of the Academy of Mindful Psychology.
Good for you, doctor.
After years in traditional academia, I envisioned an academy dedicated to the process of transformation through education.
Oh, now stop right here. Transformation through education. All right, I'm interested now. Let's see.
All right.
I thought about the amazing practices and research going on across the globe. And I thought, what if this knowledge could be combined into a single discipline?
Yeah.
And for me, that discipline is mindful psychology.
What?
Mindful psychology integrates elements of mindfulness.
First of all, I still have no idea what this guy has just said. Mindful psychology integrates elements of mindfulness.
I don't even know what mindfulness is.
No, I don't either. Here we go.
With psychology and neuroscience, health and wellness, and consciousness and spirituality.
Ooh, okay. All right. That's good.
All in a holistic approach.
Holistic, okay.
I imagined a place in which you can get all sorts of wondrous and stimulating information related to these disciplines and given freely. So the Academy developed a resource center.
Freely, not free. Okay.
Right. Yes.
There's a difference. All right.
Which maintains articles and videos and audios of some of the most prominent minds in the world.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And we constantly update this resource center. You can simply visit this website.
Okay, I've heard enough of this guy. I'm going to give you an example of some of the what he considers to be the most prominent minds in the world. This is a guy, let me get this for you. What's this guy's name? Dr. David Steindl Rast. And a little, here's a little video speech he makes called "Want to Be Happy? Be Grateful." And I'll read you the little byline before I play it for you. Every moment is a gift. Every moment is an opportunity to be grateful. And the one thing we all have in common as human beings, we all want to be happy. Says, oh, I'm sorry, he's a monk. Brother David Steindl Rask, monk and interfaith scholar. Let me bring his little speech up here and tell me if this makes any sense to you at all. It's all yours, brother. Nice little... introduction there, video, sound effects. Big crowd.
There's something you know about me, something very personal. And there's something I know about every one of you.
Whoa, that's deep.
That's very central to your concerns.
Oh, man.
There's something that we know about everyone we meet anywhere in the world, on the street, that is the very mainspring of whatever they do and whatever they put up with.
What? What, brother?
That is that all of us want to be happy.
Well, yeah.
Well,
in this, we are all together. How we imagine our happiness, that differs from one another.
No, really.
But it's already a lot that we have all in common, that we want to be happy.
Yeah, you said that.
Now, my topic is gratefulness.
Gratefulness.
How is the connection between happiness and gratefulness?
By the way, I just got a I looked at a shot of the audience. They look like they're so enthralled with this guy. They're just spellbound. If they were honest, they'd be yawning, sleeping, getting them walking out. But they're trying to act really interested. It makes them look intelligent.
Well, they might be interested because they actually went to this thing. So
that could be.
Many people would say, well, that's very easy. When you are happy, you're grateful. But think again.
All right, I'm thinking.
Is it really the happy people that are grateful?
Yeah, you bet they are.
We all know quite a number of people who have everything that it would take to be happy, and they are not happy because they want something else, so they want more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know people who have lots of misfortune. Misfortune that we ourselves would not want to have.
Okay. Thank you. That's
Wait,
enough.
He was talking about me.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
But then he said, we all know lots of people who are have lots of misfortune, but they are very happy. Really, doctor?
That's a load of crap.
Brother? I'm sorry, brother. Okay, so what I did next is I went to a site where I found all of the quotes and inspirational messages that over the years I have always hated. I'll give you one. I heard it in a commercial earlier that we played, and it's that thing you've heard 1,000 times. Find a job you love, and you'll never work a day in your life. You ever heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's not true. You might love your job, but you're just going to have to work. It's like every day is not work. It's just, play or something. I don't believe. Here, let me read you some of these. These are, and there are 100. I won't certainly do 100, but these are very famous sayings. Let's just kind of analyze them. What lies behind us? Can I have some meditation like Ravi Shankar, some kind of a sitar or just meditating music? Can you guys come up with anything? Because this deserves it, I think. This is the kind of stuff you see on little plaques in some people's offices when you go in to meet with them that makes you think they're... Oh, that's
pretty good.
What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. That's pretty deep. Challenge yourself with something you know you could never do. And what you'll find is that you can overcome anything. Well, that sounds...
What the hell?
Yeah, thank you. That sounds great. Not true. It's never too late to be what you might have been. That's George Eliot said that. Well, George...
It's never too late to be...
What you might have been. I'm sorry. Yes, there is a point where it is.
What you might have been, that's like past tense, so it really is.
It's like never was. Might have been, you never even were. Yeah. It didn't make any sense. Walt Disney said this, our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Well, Walt, I got to tell you something. I know a lot of people who pursued dreams, and you know what happened? Lost their money, failure, bankruptcy. They pursued it. It just didn't work out for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The best way, this is from Alan Kay, whoever that is, the best way to predict the future is to invent it. What? All right. Charles Swindoll. Life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. What does that mean?
Swindoll, that's a good name.
Very good name. Napoleon Hill. I don't know who that is. If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way.
Idiot.
If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. Wow, that sounds great. It sounds great. Let's say there's somebody out there right now who's just searched and searched for a job. They've been out of work. Well, if you need to pay attention to this out there, if opportunity doesn't knock, you build a door. This is your fault. You didn't build a door.
Mm-hmm. And then no one's there.
An obstacle is often a stepping stone.
What?
Okay. Failure is the condiment that gives success its flavor. Truman Capote. Failure is the condiment that gives success its flavor.
Failure is the condiment that gives success its flavor.
You make a living by what you earn. You make a life by what you give. Luck is a dividend of sweat. The more you sweat, the luckier you get. I couldn't disagree more. Ray Kroc, McDonald's founder, couldn't disagree more. Henry David Thoreau says, if you have built castles in the air, your work need not be lost. That is where they should be. Now, put the foundations under them. Do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. All righty. That sounds good.
What?
Management is doing things right. Leadership is doing the right things. What? What? What?
Management is doing things right. Leadership is doing the right things.
Oh, I just thought of one that's not on here. A journey, remember, heard this? You've heard this one. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. What the heck does that even mean? Of course it begins with a single step. You have to, you know, start somewhere. Let's see. Let me just a couple more of these, and then we'll let it. What counts is not necessarily the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Motion of the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah,
remember.
Motion
it's
of the ocean.
Not the size of the ship. It's the motion
of the ocean. I like that one better. Many of life's failures are experienced by people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Oh, that's a heavy one. Thomas Edison. Pablo Picasso said, I'm always doing that which I cannot do in order that I may learn how to do it. What? Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. Yeah, and that's a good way to get eaten by a tiger or fall off the edge of a cliff or fall into a sinkhole or something. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Inspirational messages. And if you're interested in more of that kind of gobbledygook, the Academy of Mindful Psychology is now open for business and for your money under the direction of founder Dr. Neil Corbin. I can't be the only person that thinks, you know, that thing, teach a man, give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. Teach a man to fish, and he'll eat for life.
Right.
Well, if the fish are biting, he will. Mm-hmm. If they're not, he'll starve to death.
Yeah.
If he knows how to bait the hook.
Yeah, see, they left that part out. That's part of teaching him to fish. So, there you have it.
Well, he has to buy the rod and reel.
That's true. Hey, tonight, Fargo.
Can we just keep this music going? I kind of like this.
Kind of soothing.
Peon likes that music. You can keep going if you want to. The second installment of Fargo tonight, it's a 10-week series. I don't know if it's set to end in 10 weeks and that's it, or if that's just the first season. But Billy Bob Thornton, FX, tonight, Fargo. You want to be sure and tune in for that. Now, one of the other things that I've been hanging... Bruce, you know what? I think that's probably enough.
Oh.
I may have had enough of that. Somebody took a survey... And they asked, remember when I said I can't stand, I'm sick and tired of hearing this at the end of the day? Well, at the end of the day, I'm tired of that. I'm tired of awesome. I'm tired of amazing. I'm tired of totally. Oh, we totally had a great vacation. Somebody did a survey. This came in perfect timing right after I talked about that. And these are some of the expressions people say they absolutely hate. Here's one. Well, everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
I absolutely agree.
I agree. I hate that saying.
Because I don't believe it. I don't believe everything happens. Sometimes things just happen. There's no reason for it. And here's another one. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Okay. Huh? That doesn't even mean anything except you've just repeated yourself. They say that anybody who says, you know, to be frank, or starts off with honestly, or can I be perfectly honest, they said run from those people. They shouldn't have to say that. The other one is, and I've talked about this, is just saying, is people who will say, I don't know, I don't think we should have that show on the air. Just saying. Well, of course you just say, you just said it. Of course you just say it. At the end of the day, by the way, is on here. My least favorite one is on the list. Now, here's one that I agree with. When somebody says, same difference. Well, is it same or is it different? I mean, same difference doesn't even make any sense. Do what you love. Okay, that sounds good, but sometimes you can't do that. They say, oh, this is a good one. My bad. I'm kind of tired of that, too. I have to agree. Here's a new one. This is fairly new, and I'm hearing it a lot lately. No worries. I get that in texts from people. Okay, no worries. And last, what did I put down here? Oh, yeah. You need to give 110%. Well, first of all, that's impossible. Okay, there's only 100% of anything. So you can't even, it's impossible to give 110%. So those are the sayings a lot of people hate. And I agree with a lot of them. Joe Hipperson, let me talk to Pat. Pat's been home. We haven't taken any phone calls because I talk too much. Let me talk to Pat. Hello, Pat. How are you?
Hi, Frank.
What's going on?
I've got one, but have you mentioned the phrase, it is what it is?
You know what? Was that on the list? It is what it is. No, but that's a good one.
That one kills me when I hear it. I hear it a lot.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
It doesn't mean anything. I think it's supposed to mean there's nothing you can do about it. That's just the way it is. But they choose to say, oh, well, it is. No, I agree. That should be on the list, too.
Mine is, parents with kids between 14 and 20 live in hell.
Is that a saying?
No, he made it up.
I find that to be true.
You obviously have kids between 14 and 20.
I did, and I lived in hell, and they finally, you know, they get to that
broke
stage where you can't tell them anything because mysteriously they have all the answers.
Right.
And then eventually they come out of it. But it takes, they need to be in their early 20s to actually start.
I couldn't agree with you more. They do come out of it, but at the time you think they're never going to have a brain.
Exactly.
When it's happening, you think, are you always going to be this stupid? Are you always going to think you know everything? And how old are your kids now?
My daughter is 24, and I have twin boys that'll be 21.
Oh, man.
They're just at the phase where they're starting to get it.
So
when they're 18 or they're 19 and they need to go to the doctor and they're on your insurance.
Right.
And they go to the doctor and then they say, well, I didn't know I needed money. Well, well, insurance still costs when you go to the doctor, son. But it's really tough to deal with kids at that age.
So you actually had two boys who turned 16 on the same day. You had two driver's license issues to deal with at the same time.
I did, and that right now that's costing them in high insurance premiums.
Yeah, that's why you get a piece of crap car and liability only. That's what you do.
Right.
Pat, thank you for the call.
All right, AM and the PM.
All right, thank you.
Hallelujah.
I also have some more of these texting, I guess you call them abbreviations, LOL and OMG and all that. I mean, I got a whole list of these things. We have time later, we'll go through those. But for now, we're going to take a break, and Joe Hipperson is going to be on board because it's Tuesday, and he's going to tell you what CDs and DVDs are out. I'm going to invite you to go to Ballast Dental Care. And the reason is because that's where I go, and it's where I've gone for 41 years. I hit the 41-year mark this year. It was April 1973 I made my first visit, and they were in another location. They've only been in all these years two locations, that original one and then right down the road where they are now. And I have a special deal for you because you're AM and the PM. And I'm not kidding. It actually is because you're AM and the PM, because if you weren't, you wouldn't hear about this deal. I feel bad for the people who aren't going to hear this. Sedation dentistry has become very popular with people who are just completely freaked out about going to the dentist. It's a little pill. You take it an hour before your appointment. Somebody else drives you to the Ballast Dental Care, and you get there, and you're kind of drowsy, and you have all kinds of stuff done. And when it's over, you go, is that it? Are we done? Wow, I didn't know what happened. You aren't unconscious, but it makes things a lot easier for people, and I mean the hardcore cases, the people who just are about to pass out, they're so anxious. They have sedation dentistry at Ballast Dental Care. And they also have a consultation prior to it. And there's a fee for that. And there's a fee for that pill. And the fee for both of those things together is $350. But guess what? As long as this offer's on the table, and it's not going to be on forever, you don't pay those. If you walk in there, you make an appointment, you tell them your AM and the PM, and you say, I understand that that sedation consultation won't cost me anything. And they'll say, that's right, it won't. And then if it turns out that you have to have the oral sedation pill, you're not going to pay for that either. You just saved $350. And you finally went back to the dentist, something you know you should have done, many of you, according to your emails to me, years ago. You wanted to, you meant to, you intended to, but that fear kept you away. Talk to any Ballast Dental Care patient and say, hey, are you dreading your next appointment? Not one of them will say, yeah, I'm scared to death. I think I'll put it off, or I think I'll cancel it. Not going to happen. You want to see if what I'm telling you is true? Make an appointment. Brand new patient, never been in there, no problem. They'll be happy to have you. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and their website is ballastdentalcare.com.
Meet me.
Time for a look at traffic. Here's Timothy Weiland.
270, Dan, is really heavy between Page down through Doherty Ferry. You're slow again from Marshall Road to just a little bit south of Graboy, almost to Tesson Ferry. I don't know if there's an accident, but boy, things are really bunching up there. If you're traveling westbound on Highway 40, Kings Highway through McCausland, from Lindbergh out through Mason, we still have a little slow stretch from Prospect through Highway 70. Now eastbound 270 is stacking up, approaching McDonald through New Florissant. You've got delays on southbound 255 between Highway 270 and 162. They're doing road work, and a lane is down there. And northbound 170, we're slow from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. This report brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Try the new Lucky Sevens Playbook, the first ever book of scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. Every playbook has six games with 122 chances to win. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
Our weekly visit with Don Lemon, the CNN anchor. It's also National Picnic Day, so perhaps the drive-thru will be some tips for you if you're going out to have a picnic. Drive Don Lemon, National Picnic Day, and also a visit with Aeneas Williams, soon to be a Hall of Famer. He was teammates with Pat Tillman. We'll talk about Pat Tillman's legacy on the program.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show, along with Randy Naughton, weekdays at 10 on KTRS, live and local.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-400-3181. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-400-3181. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-400-3181.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mayor Tom Schneider. Florissant is the oldest and largest community in the county. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. Our patriotic, faith-based city was founded by French Catholics in the 1700s to use the French word for flourishing to name our valley Florissant. The Spanish governor established the village of St. Ferdinand in 1786, and that name lasted till 1939 when the Florissant name returned. Help us celebrate the 75th anniversary of a place called Florissant and join our 52nd annual Valley Flowers Festival. The festivities begin Friday, May 2nd at the Knights Grounds with great barbecue, rides, and games for all ages, and ends with the parade and queen crowning Sunday, May 4th. The Egan Center grounds will feature the historic Zoe Family Circus Friday and Saturday, joined by more fun under big tents with a big bubble blower, pirate ship, and lots of food. Free admission to all events. Sunday's parade features the queen candidates, floats, antique cars, military vehicles, marching bands, a marching mayor, and fun galore. Visit FlorissantMo.com and click on the focus. Hope to see you in Florissant soon.
In health news, a new scientific discovery could spell relief for the millions of Americans who suffer from constant ringing or buzzing in their ears.
That's right, Mike. A U.S. company just released an all-natural, fast-acting product that's scientifically designed to relieve ear ringing and buzzing. It's called RingAway, and it's the first product of its kind.
Jill, this could benefit millions of Americans. It relieves that internal ear noise of ringing or buzzing so people can actually concentrate on their work again and sleep in peace. And you only take it once a day.
This is such a huge discovery. RingAway has now set up a public phone line to let the first 100 people who call try it for free. Mike, do we have that number?
Yes, I've got it right here. It's 1-800-500-9459. Again, RingAway is now letting the first 100 callers try this new breakthrough for free. Call now for details. 1-800-500-9459. That's 1-800-500-9459.
Attention men, want to ensure your relationship with your significant other blossoms this spring season? Don't wait another season to make your love life more enjoyable. The secret is one visit to the St. Louis Men's Clinic. Men from 21 to 85 are performing better than ever before, regardless of age or medical condition. You get to try the medication containing FDA-approved ingredients right in their office. The medication gives you from 30 minutes to an hour and a half of full male performance. This is the most medically sound solution available, and all without surgery. Your total cost for the doctor's visit, all tests, including PSA and testosterone, is only $199. If their medication doesn't work, you pay absolutely nothing. If you have erectile dysfunction or just want to perform much better, call now. 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. Get your confidence back. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780.
When it's time to upgrade to Granite, there's only one name you need to know: Granite Busters. Whether it's for the kitchen, bathroom, bar, or fireplace, Granite Busters has you covered. With over 125 colors and more than 500 slabs in stock, the Granite Busters showroom and double warehouse features the largest on-site selection in the region. And nobody beats Granite Busters on price. Category A granite starting at $29.99 per square foot installed. And every installation is guaranteed for life. Granite Busters, 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com.
This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232-218.
About you, but I'm glad it's Tuesday. I look forward to Tuesdays because that's the day
I found out what new music I can hear and what new videos I can see. And the man who tells us is Joe Hipperson. And the people who make that possible are the folks at the Auric Home Care Centers. If you see an Auric Home Care Center, please stop in and look around. They're wonderful people. These places are locally owned and operated. And they love to show you the new Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner. You're not in the market for a vacuum cleaner? No problem going anyway, because they have a lot of very affordable, terrific Auric products. Of course, tell them you're in the PM. Give it up, if you would, please, for the one, the only, Joe Hipperson.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. Hello, Frank.
Joe, how are you?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. What's out today?
Well, we always start out with music, and we've got a reunion. A group has gotten together to make a 20th anniversary album. She Love and Special Sauce have released Sugar today.
Yes. Right. Yes.
I didn't know if you were down with She Love and the Special Sauce.
Oh, are you kidding? Hey, let me ask you. Do you know who Red Foo is?
Who?
Red Red Foo.
I have no idea.
Well, now you know what? Now I really feel better, because if you don't know who Red Foo is, he was a guest judge last night on Dancing with the Stars, and they introduced this guy, and I said to my wife, she goes, who the heck is this? She goes, that's Red Foo. And then I thought, how would you know that? Peon didn't know, Dan didn't know, you didn't know. That's not his real name, but he's a recording artist, a producer, a DJ. He's Barry Gordy's kid. And he goes by the name Red Foo. But if you've never heard of him, that tells me all I need to know about his career.
All
his
right.
career is
also
paid for by Daddy. Daddy
on
funded.
The music, what was it?
Daddy funded that career, obviously.
Yeah, and you get that way too much nowadays. I mean, you know what? The last guy that came out that I think legitimately has a decent talent with at least his voice was Nico Smith. And I mean, look, you know, yeah, Ozzy Smith is his dad, you know. But outside of St. Louis, that's really not that big of a deal. And I really think that guy carries his own talent.
No, and it's not a case of a showbiz music dad putting the kid in the spotlight. They're two completely different occupations, baseball and singing. Here's another one, though. Robin Smith. You think Robin... Robin Thicke. You think Robin Thicke is talented?
I think he's smart. I do, too.
I think he's smart. I don't think he's that talented, but I think what he did, certainly without Alan Thicke, because Alan Thicke is pretty much an irrelevant. I mean, he's not a factor anymore.
No, he'd be a factor if it was like, what, 1988, and he was still a TV dad?
Exactly.
Because the people that are going to buy his son's records have no clue or frame of reference on who the dad is.
I'll give you an example of another one. Another singer, successful around the world, and I don't think his kid's success is based on daddy's success, and that's Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, yeah.
Enrique Iglesias, in his own right, is talented.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Look at us, Frank. We're agreeing on stuff that has to do with music.
Did you see that recently? Julio said he would never sing with his son.
Well, they don't even speak.
Oh, yeah,
do
no.
They?
Anna Kournikova has never even met him, and they've been together for like 14 years.
What is that about? Did it say what that's about?
Well, they're estranged. I mean, it's not the best relationship, but...
But we don't know why.
No.
I don't think they've ever performed together.
According to Peon, Daddy says they won't. And do you remember, Joe, how big Julio Iglesias was? An international star. He was more successful by far around the rest of the world than he ever was in the United States. Other parts of the world, this guy was Elvis.
Oh, yeah. No. Julio Iglesias is a huge, like, you know what, you're right. It's like an international Elvis.
Now, real quickly, I know this is a sidebar. You remember the story? Because I remember reading the story, and I thought, you got to be kidding me. Julio Iglesias comes to St. Louis. He's performing in St. Louis, probably at the Fox. He stays at the Adams Mark. He has his private jet fly him back to Vegas or L.A. or somewhere during the day because he didn't like the pool at the hotel.
Oh, my God.
He wanted to go and sit in his own pool. So he went back and forth every day while he was here. That's when he got money.
Yeah, that's the definition of I have enough money right now.
Yeah, it's the definition of I have too much money and I'm spoiled. What else you got?
We got Green Day. They've got Demolicious. Basically, in 2012, Green Day did a lot of recording that never saw the light of day. So Demolicious is a B-side record that is out today. The Eagles have a new record called The Cautionary Tales of Mark Oliver Everett.
All right.
The Eagles are a very weird band. I'm just going to put that out there. And this is not a typo. This is a brand new record dropping today from Winger. Anybody remember Winger from the 80s?
Sure. What, it's like brothers, weren't they?
Yeah, Winger was at one time a very big, you know, flash in the pan type of hair metal band, Frank, and they got a new album today called Better Days Coming.
All right.
That might tickle your musical bone, I guess. Here's some stuff out on DVD. The Trials of Muhammad Ali. This came out in last year. It was a documentary from 2013.
I saw it. It's fantastic.
I was about to say, it is probably the best-reviewed documentary about Muhammad Ali, and there have been a lot of Muhammad Ali documentaries. This is the best-reviewed one ever.
Now, you say best-reviewed. Did you see it?
I have not seen it. That's why I said it is the best-reviewed. I haven't seen it. I won't review it, but you did see it.
It's a great history lesson. I saw it, and I'm not a big boxing fan. I obviously know who he is. I thought it was excellent.
All right. First time ever on Blu-ray today. Got a couple movies like The Pawnbroker from 1964. Chances Are, I don't remember this movie at all. It's the 25th anniversary edition of Chances Are, starring Cybill Shepherd and Robert Downey Jr. out on Blu-ray for the first time.
Isn't it about an afterlife or somebody dies? Or this sounds familiar to me. I think it's good.
Right, I think so, but it was in that area where Robert Downey Jr. did a movie like every other week in that area, and I just don't recall ever really sitting down and watching this one. So, might be worth revisiting. Riot in Cell Block 2 from 1954 out today for the first time ever. We've also got Sorcerer from 1977 hitting Blu-ray for the first time. Let's see what else we got. A movie that, honestly, one of the very first times ever, the trailer for the movie didn't give away just how brilliant of a movie this turned out to be. The twists that came about in this film. It came out in the late 90s. It stars Mel Gibson and Julia Roberts, called Conspiracy Theory. And I absolutely recommend this movie to anybody. And watch the trailer first. Watch the trailer for this movie, and then watch it. I'm telling you, the twists and the dark areas this film goes, you never see coming. One of the best marketed films ever. It's like jaw hit the floor when I watch it. Very, very good movie.
Wasn't he a cab driver?
Yes.
He's a cab driver who's obsessed with all these little conspiracy theories and kind of like has his own little newspaper that he makes. Well, it turns out one of his theories is absolutely right, but he has no idea which one. He has no idea how he got it correct.
I've always enjoyed that movie. Mel Gibson did a good job at that.
Now, you say, always enjoyed it. How many times have you seen it?
Oh, I've probably seen it four or five times.
Well, it must be good.
Yeah, no, it's good.
No, it's really, really good. And a couple of actors pop up that you didn't expect to be in that film. I mean, really, I thought going into it, okay, it's going to be, you know, a kind of an action movie, Mel Gibson and the girls, Julia Roberts this time. It gets dark really quick, and that's what I really like it. Also out today, we've got, check this out. The House on Sorority Row, where a bunch of sorority sisters are killed one by one. It's back from 1983, hitting Blu-ray for the first time ever. I've never seen it. I can't recommend it, but I believe there's a lot of topless women, you know, about ready to graduate college.
Leon, you're in.
All right.
Leon will be there.
There we go. Also out today, Mr. Magoo, the theatrical collection, for the first time ever.
The House on Sorority Row. Dan, do you remember a movie? It didn't do well. It was in the 70s, and it was about a tornado, kind of like The Wizard of Oz, and a house landed on a football cardinal, a player on the St. Louis football cardinals called The House on Bob Rowe.
Yes. Yes, I do.
The only people who are around for the St. Louis Cardinals. Bob, if you're listening, how you doing, Bob?
Bob is AM the PM.
Oh, you bet he is. Sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
The Mr. Magoo theatrical collection is out today. This is the first time ever. All 53 theatrical cartoons from 1949 to 1959 and a four-disc box set. The Mr. Magoo theatrical collection.
Dan, do you do Magoo? What was it? He had a saying. What did he say?
Oh, Magoo, you've done it again.
Okay, you don't do it.
No, not really.
Last
but not least.
He was kind of, that was.
He had big glass. He was blind almost.
Yeah, but that was
glasses.
Mr. Howell that did his, what's his name? Jim Backus.
Jim Backus.
Did the name.
Very good,
the voice.
Wait. Mr. Magoo was, I always thought he was always squinting. I didn't know he had big glasses.
Oh, he had big glasses.
He had big glasses. He could still barely
blind,
yeah.
Okay.
I am the real life Mr. Magoo.
Yes, you are.
Oh, my God. Again. Sorry.
That kind of an Al Jolson. That's Al Magoo.
Out today on Blu-ray, one from 1971, one from the year 2000. Same movie premise, same plot, same title. Get Carter. Back in 1971, it starred Michael Caine in one of his most ruthless performances ever. A true cult classic, an amazing film, Get Carter from 1971. Then in the year 2000, Sylvester Stallone did the Get Carter remake, and it just really wasn't received very well by the public. Both out today on Blu-ray for you to pick up. I definitely recommend you have to see the 1971 version. Very good. The ones in 2000, kind of campy. Stallone was at that period of his life where he was really trying hard to get that stardom back. But
you know, Joe, he hated that period of his life. I talked to Sly Stallone just this morning. He checked in by satellite. And I said, that Get Carter phase, that was a horrible time for you, wasn't it? Here's what he said.
Who is this?
I was talking to Sly Stallone this morning, and I said to Sly, I said, wow, that Get Carter phase, that was a tough period for you, and here's what he said.
Yeah, it was a tough period. You know, I said, it's flowing like, I don't know.
Apparently we had trouble retrieving that.
Oh my God, you've done it again.
Well, we did.
Wow.
We did, and
all right, guys.
Bill Cleveland was calling in at the time, too.
Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, fifth on entertainment.
Sorry we ruined your report today by butting in so much. We'll make it up next time. Thank you, Joe.
All right.
Joe Hipperson, courtesy of Oric and the St. Louis area Oric Home Care Centers. They are locally owned and operated. They're fantastic stores. And if you're in the market for vacuum cleaner, if you're not, go in anyway. But if you are, look at the Magnesium RS by Oric. On the way, Bill Cleveland. I believe Bill Cleveland is a First Community Credit Union person, a member. I think he banks there. I think he does. If he's not, we're going to fix that, make sure he does. We'd like to fix it with you, too, if you're listening and you bank somewhere else. You know, and here's, I'm a realist, and the reality is most of you listening probably do bank somewhere else. I mean, I'd love to think that we had that kind of clout and that kind of power, that we just had everybody listening going everywhere we said to go. But sometimes you put things off, and certainly changing where you bank is one of those things you put off. Like right now, you're in the car and you go, you know what? That sounds like that's not a bad. I need to check out that First Community thing and maybe move my stuff and do my banking. And then you get home, and if you're like me, you walk in, your wife's got a big dinner all cooked, and you smell what's on the table. Oh, wait, that's not like me. That's somebody else. But then you forget about it. And then the next time you hear a First Community commercial, you go, oh, yeah, try First Community. Well, do me a favor, will you? Just, if you can find a way, go online, go to their website, check them out. If you see one, stop in it. Get some fresh popcorn and grab some literature and ask yourself the question, why am I banking where I bank now? Now, if they help put you in business, get you a good business loan, I get that. But unless there's a real good reason, would you do me a favor and consider coming and banking where we bank, First Community Credit Union? There's nothing about it that is a bad idea. In fact, it's a good idea. Because everything you want in a bank is there and more. You want to find out more? FirstCommunity.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a look at the highways now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, downtown eastbound 40 is jamming up from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 at the usual spot from Park up to the Poplar. Now, southbound 270, we've got some stop-and-go stretches from Page all the way down through Doherty Ferry. A little bit heavy at Highway 44. Westbound 44 looks like we're slow from about Big Bend in the right lanes as you try to merge onto Highway 270. We're slow again at Bowles. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Try the new Lucky Sevens playbook, the first ever book of scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. Every playbook has six games with 122 chances to win. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local, this is your official severe weather station, the Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
How long will it take you to pay off your credit card debt?
The rate we're going? Years and years and years.
I doubt we'll ever pay it off.
Pay it off? We're getting further behind.
The fact is, if you're just making minimum payments, you could be paying off your credit cards for a very, very long time.
Not me. I'm wiping the slate clean and saving a bundle.
That's right. There is a way you could settle your debt far sooner than you think. Call America's number one debt relief specialist, Freedom Debt Relief, right now and find out how. Unlike a debt consolidation company, Freedom Debt Relief offers a unique alternative that could resolve your debt sooner through a low monthly program payment. Some people are saving thousands. For important free information, call 1-800-400-8549. This is your chance to finally wipe the debt slate clean and put your credit card debt behind you. Get the free information you need. Call 1-800-400-8549. 1-800-400-8549.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today. Today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hey! From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Clevland segment, starring Bill Clevland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by LaCleague Cab, your AM the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. It's free. It's a great app, LaCleague Cab. And now, here's Bill Clevland.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Hey, real quick, I had a great story at BillOnTheRoad.com for you to check out.
I plugged it yesterday.
Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
I plugged it yesterday because you forgot it.
I did. I'm sorry. It was a lot of fun. You get to see me in the back of riding around Indianapolis in a real Indy car. It was a pretty cool experience.
So and again, it's BillOnTheRoad.com. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Today is Earth Day, and
yeah, no kidding.
Well, the Earth Day Festival is actually coming Sunday here in St. Louis. In fact, the event has become so big they've had to actually knock down 50 trees just to get all the food trucks in. So, big event. The Obamas yesterday were pictured standing beside somebody in a bunny costume during the Easter egg roll at the White House. Mm-hmm. Kind of an embarrassing moment when Joe Biden could clearly be heard yelling inside the bunny suit, "Let me out, it's hot in here."
That Joe, he does everything.
Yeah, he does. And finally, this afternoon, what, the game Monopoly? Yeah. Maybe getting some new rules. The new rules are designed to speed up the game so that now people can finish in 6 weeks instead of 8 weeks.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah.
The Bill Clevland segment brought to you this afternoon by LaCleague Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clevland on the 6550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bill Clevland, as always, courtesy of LaCleague Cab, a terrific old joke that was told to me by Outdoors Ned. I think it's been long enough. Time to do it again. Coming up, 5 o'clock, Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Ratcheting up the pressure on Russia over Ukraine, 150 U.S. Army paratroopers are arriving in Poland, part of exercises across Eastern Europe in the wake of Russia's